Lanem mo Tok Tok English Language isave mekem lifelong you hemi easy long Australia. SPS hemi launcha mol podcast ya wete mo lesson plong helping you plong improve em English language plong you. SPS Lanem English Language podcast ya itok pod plan de all activity we stop happen long everyday Australian life mo hemi explain em all Tok Tok long English language. 5 minute lesson ya hemi save helping you. So listen. More follow good Chinese Peterson, long improve all pronunciation plong you. You save find them all episode ya long sps.com.au/learn-english. Hem ya, long SPS audio app, mo plan de na rafala podcast app pake ken.
Seashell, fish.
Seashell, shell by the seashore.
She sells Hello, I'm Janice Peterson, and you might recognise me from SBS World News. Speaking clearly is an extremely important part of my job. Some people have even said I've become a queen of pronunciation. Pronunciation is about speaking clearly and making the correct sounds so that you can be more easily understood by others. It's not about changing your accent. Your accent is part of you and your culture, and you don't want to lose that. We love accents. This pronunciation mini pod is suitable for learners of all levels. I'm going to share some exercises you can easily do, wherever you are, to improve your pronunciation. Let's start. Today, we're going to focus on the difference between s and sh sounds using this tongue twister. She sells seashells by the seashore. It's tricky because the s in sea sounds like the sh in she. She sells seashells by the seashore. Can you hear the difference between these sounds? See and she. Sells and shells. Don't worry. By the end of this podcast, you'll be able to hear the difference and pronounce these sounds with confidence. Let's start with the s sound in see and sells. Put your tongue against your bottom teeth. Touch your teeth together and gently blow through them. S. Can you imagine the sound that a snake makes when it hisses? S. Now, listen to that sound in these words. See. Sells. Okay, now listen to how I say the sh sound in she and shells. You can make this sound by rounding your mouth, putting your tongue down and leaving your mouth slightly open. Sh. You can imagine the sound you use if you want someone to be quiet. Sh. Now, listen to that sound in these words and repeat after me. She. Shells. Here are some more examples. See if you can hear the difference. Sip. Ship. Seat, sheet, suit, shoot, save, shave. Let's get back to the tongue twister. I'm going to start by saying it slowly, then more quickly. You might like to try it with me. She sells seashells by the seashore. 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 Now, that last one was much harder. How did you go? Let's hear how some other learners are doing. With us today are students from Wagga Wagga Library Language Cafe.
Seashells by the seashore.
She sells seashell by the seashore. She sells seashell by the seashore. She sells seashell by the seashore.
That wasn't bad at all. Well done. Did you know this tongue twister was first written over 100 years ago? It comes from a song written back in 1908 by Terry Sullivan. Some people believe he based it on a true story about a scientist called Mary Anning. In the early 1800s, Mary Anning collected and sold dinosaur bones and shells in England. She became famous when she discovered a full dinosaur skeleton in the cliffs by the seaside. Okay, now you know the difference between the sounds s and sh. You can go to sbs.com.au/learnenglish to find the tongue twister and transcript for this episode. SBS Learn English helps Australians speak, understand and connect.
Sydney, it's your film festival to do your way. Choose from nearly 250 films. Get your red carpet snap. Race between venues to create the wildest double feature. Travel a world of stories. See a movie with your mum that you probably shouldn't have seen with your mum. Cry your eyes out, laugh your head off, or scream your heart out. See it your way this June 5 to 16 at Sydney Film Festival.